This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack here on Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, CAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, regular here with Doug, and kind of want to set the stage before he joins me in today's program. You can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. And we're going to be making some changes at ForbiddenDoctor.com here before too much longer. All right, there's a couple of things that I want to cover before Doug joins me. Why you should be purchasing your meat, eggs, and dairy from a farmer that you know local to you. I know that's a little inconvenient, but after I make a few prescient points here, maybe you'll agree with me. And then, if there's time, I want to get into some weird diets. Because everybody is still looking for that super magic pill to lose weight. And you see the horrors now that are spreading across the country involving Ozempic. And some of the problems people are having that may not be able to be fixed because of the severe poisoning of their gut from that drug. There's other drugs that do the similar things. Whereas if we followed the laws of Mother Nature, which takes some dedication, I admit, weight can be balanced properly by following the laws of nature. So hopefully I can get to a couple of those points. But the important thing is to build a local food system. And that means just what it sounds like. What I've talked to about my patients and my radio listeners for nearly 30 years now on the radio is a whole idea of creating food security. Creating prosperity for our local farmers who are being squeezed out more and more all the time. But there's a lot of other reasons you'd want to avoid industrial meat and obtain the animal products you need directly from a farmer that you know. Now, I recently started taking care of a young lady who was just in horrible physical condition, just emaciated, no strength, no lust for life, losing her hair, and she's 18 years old. And she's been a vegan for 4 years, I think from age 12 to age 16. Her parents tried to respect her wishes regarding animals. And then she was a vegetarian up until the age 18. And it has just absolutely wrecked her health. And she was brought to me for counseling and also to take care of her scoliosis. And she didn't like me at all to begin with because she knew that I was a meat eater. And if I was a meat eater, I had to be the enemy. And she really didn't want to hear much that I had to say to her. So I have a particular approach that I use in backing up and supporting, honestly now, mind you, supporting their feelings about not wanting to kill animals for their own food. And so I usually steer the discussion in the direction of why I don't eat commercial meats. And she was able to come back with the horrible conditions that animals are in a commercial food factory. And I could not agree with her more. And so finally she started to listen to some of the things that I had to say. I have seen her, I think, 3 times now over the last month, and following some of the suggestions, this started with nothing more than getting some organic free-range eggs into her diet every day. She's already experiencing clearer thinking and more energy in her body. And so some of the things that we talked about was the reasons why we want to steer clear of commercial meats and patronize our local farmers, as I said, to try to create some food security in the local area where you live, and making sure that our farmers are prosperous in their attempts to provide us with clean foods. So I started off with arsenic. Are you aware that 70% of the chickens in the U.S. receive feed that contains arsenic? The FDA allows this. The FDA allows an arsenic-based drug called nitarsone in chicken feed. And arsenic-containing compounds were first approved for the commercial feeding of these animals in medicated animal food in the 1940s. Why? Because it promoted faster growth and increased feed efficiency. In other words, the chickens got fatter without eating as much. Now, if you've had chickens from a local chicken farm as opposed to what you get in the supermarket, the chickens that I refer to as Franken chickens that are in the supermarket are giant beasts compared to a chicken that is raised naturally in the field and in the pasture because of these foods that they're given. So the poultry industry claims that the arsenic that's fed to these birds has no health or adverse health effect on you or on me, because the kind of arsenic that's used in these foods is, and I put this in quote, organic arsenic. Well, recent studies have found that organic arsenic has the ability to convert to inorganic arsenic in animal tissue. The animal tissue that you eat, the buffalo wings, the wild wings. And even if the arsenic remains in organic form, it may have the same effect on people that it has on chickens, causing you and me to gain weight even when we eat less, because it has essentially the same effect on us as it does the chickens. Now, if you're just tuning in to the Good Day Health Show, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm going through some reasons as to why it may be worth your time to do your shopping for animal-based products from the local producers, the local farmers and the artisan processors that are a part of our local farmers' markets. And I was just talking about arsenic. The disease that exists in commercial animal houses. In July of 2020, the United States Department of Agriculture had accepted a petition from the National Chicken Council to allow slaughterhouses to process birds infected with avian leukosis. Oh, yeah. And the infection causes a condition that's very similar to cancer, because it creates malignant tumors and lesions. And whether the condition can be passed on to humans is unclear, but I don't want to sit down and eat a diseased chicken. I mean, that does not sound good to me under any kind of circumstances. But the United States Department of Agriculture approved it July 2020. And then there are the mycotoxins. There was a 2019 study of 1,000 conventional corn samples that were fed, that 92% were fed to chickens, that 92% were contaminated with one or more mycotoxins. These are fungal poisons. They can cause breathing problems, lung inflammation, fever and burning sensations, and rather serious conditions, mind you, like cancer, fibromyalgia, heart problems, lupus, even mental deficiencies. And if they're in the animal feed, they're going to end up in the muscles of the animals. So you want to make sure your farmer is using organic feed, or even better, avoiding corn. Corn does not belong in the diet of a cow. But we know that in the commercial meat, or the commercial beef industry, whether or not they're allowed to pasture out in the field for a while, the last 3 months of their lives, they're going to be fed corn to fatten them up. And a lot of that corn contains these mycotoxins that's going to end up in the meat of that animal, which is one of the reasons why they have to load these animals up with antibiotics. Then there's another drug, ractopamine. That's a drug that's given mostly to pigs because it promotes lean muscle growth at the expense of fat. And due to safety concerns, about 160 nations ban or restrict the use of this drug, including Russia, China, and all the countries of the European Union. They will not allow, by law, ractopamine to appear in the feed of pigs. But here, in the good old American way, an estimated 60 to 80% of commercially processed pigs have been fed feed containing ractopamine. And ractopamine belongs to a class of drugs that are called beta agonists, which were developed to treat asthma. And the U.S. and the FDA approved ractopamine for use on pigs after just one human health study. And it wasn't all that big. It was an evaluation of six young, healthy men, one of whom dropped out because his heart started racing and pounding abnormally. But in addition to cardiovascular effects, ractopamine has been linked to behavioral changes. Nervousness in humans and pigs. Babies born to rats that were fed ractopamine developed cleft palates, protruding tongues, short limbs, missing digits, open eyelids, and enlarged hearts. And in pigs, ractopamine causes them to collapse and become what they call downers, which is an animal that's too sick or injured to walk. And that is in anywhere from 60 to 80% of the commercially raised pigs in America. There's the soy isoflavones. These are estrogen-like compounds. I've talked about this on the Good Day Health Show many times. This shows up in the meat and the milk and the eggs of animals that are fed soy, which means any animal raised in the industrial system. Because almost every commercial animal is going to commercially raised animal is going to have some kind of soy showing up in their food supply. Now, you want to find a farmer who does not use soy whatsoever, but at least pasture feeding will reduce the amount of soy that animals like chickens, pigs, dairy cows receive. Pastured beef production requires neither corn nor soy. You can raise beef up until the time they're processed without the use of corn or soy. We're going to be coming up to a break here before too much longer, and I want to talk about antibiotics. This might be one of the worst problems because antibiotics do not break down fast enough in an animal before that animal is processed and ends up on your dinner plate or at your fast food joint. So I want to, you know, especially cows, chickens and even fish. So after we get back from this short break, I want to go into antibiotics. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I will be right back.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way. It helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Let's continue here. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com. And just as an aside, I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor, as I have said many, many times in the nearly two decades that I have been on the Good Day Health Show with Doug, is that doctor that's deep inside you that directed the creation of your body while you were still in your mother's womb and that has directed the functions, the physiology of your life's experience ever since, and is still inside you as long as your lungs are breathing and your heart is beating. And why do I call it forbidden? Because the pharmaceutical industry and a lot of the medical industry forbids you to know that that exists, forbids you to know, or at least in their corporate procedures and practices, forbids you to know that you have the ability to heal yourself. And it's not necessarily drugs for anything and drugs for everything that we need to follow in our lifetime. But if we get back to the laws of Mother Nature and eating food from sources that Mother Nature has provided that has kept thousands of generations that preceded us alive on this planet without heart disease, without cancer, without arthritis, without diabetes, without autoimmune diseases. All of these things, to a large degree, are simply the result of toxicities in our foods and malnutrition that slowly creeps up on us because we do not eat enough of the foods that contain the micronutrients that we need. And on top of that, we have the problems with the additives in the food. I was talking about the soy isoflavones. I was talking about ractopamine, mycotoxins, and arsenic. And now I want to get into probably one of the biggest ones of all, and that's antibiotics. And so livestock, commercial livestock, cows, pigs, chicken, even fish, commercially raised farmed fish, receive antibiotics, not only to treat or prevent illnesses, but to encourage rapid growth. And, of course, people who ingest these drugs, when they eat the antibiotic-treated meat or the eggs or the milk with the now well-known result of antibiotic resistance, not to mention the terrible disruption to our gut flora when we're constantly eating foods containing antibiotics. Worldwide, there's an estimated 73% of antibiotics are consumed by farm animals. 73% of the antibiotics aren't ending up with us in our human species. They're consumed by farm animals. And the global antibiotic use is estimated to increase as much as 67 to 70% by 2030. Europe banned the use of antibiotics for growth promotion purposes back in 2006, and the use of subtherapeutic doses of medically important antibiotics in animal feed and water to promote growth and improve feed efficiency finally became illegal in our country as of 2017. But still, the use of antibiotics in animal feed is huge in developing countries, especially China. Since we no longer have the country of origin labeling, it's hard to avoid these antibiotic-laced products when you buy your animal foods in the supermarket. I mean, federal law forbids the use of antibiotics in dairy cows, but the test they use to detect antibiotics, called the SNAP test, only picks up about 5 of more than 24 antibiotics in use. We're going to go to break here in a few moments, and when we get back, I want to kind of wrap this up. And then I want to get into the idea of weird diets. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Be right back.
Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's primary day in South Carolina with voters heading to the polls. IVF becoming a campaign issue. Former President Trump campaigning in South Carolina Friday night, saying he strongly supports in vitro fertilization.
I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious little beautiful baby. I support it.
Vice President Kamala Harris responding, the vice president blaming Trump for Alabama becoming the first state to say that frozen embryos qualify as children under state law. Harris speaking in a video posted online.
Donald Trump says that he wants to protect IVF. Don't get distracted from the facts. He literally is the architect of this entire crisis. What happened in Alabama is a direct result of what happened in the United States Supreme Court.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. At Forbidden Doctor, there's just tons and tons and tons of information. I have over 200 podcasts. Some of them, I'm proud to say, have been taken down by YouTube because they contained information that was not necessarily completely 100% in line with the food industry or the drug industry. But most of them are still intact, and I invite you to go there under podcasts and do a little search for something that might catch your attention, as well as lots of information on various nutrition topics that I always try to cover on Doug's show. Now, and this is another reason why I have heavily promoted the use of my own enzymes, the long-life energy enzymes that's produced by Forbidden Doctor, because it helps to clean a lot of this stuff out of our bodies. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't make sure I have sufficient of these enzymes in my system to keep me going. And at 73, I'm still, I think, if I'm not moving at 100 miles an hour, I'm moving at least 95. So most of the show so far has been covering the basic topic as to why you want to get your meat, your eggs, and your dairy products from a local farmer. And they're almost all over the place. And there are butcher shops that, while they don't specialize 100% in the clean, non-commercial raised animals, they still have a large portion in their offering to the public of clean animals that have been processed for your dinner table. And I would highly suggest you look into this further, as I said, to create a sense of food security and to ensure these people stay in business. But there's a lot of these other reasons that I went over. The concept of arsenic, the mycotoxins that are in the corn that are fed these animals, the ractopamine that is used to promote pig growth, the flavones, the isoflavones. You don't want soy in your diet, period. Antibiotics. And so since here in America, we tend to eat animal foods, most of us, every day to some extent, the load of toxins from supermarket meat and from supermarket eggs and from supermarket dairy products can be very high, and the effects very profound, especially in the most vulnerable of our population, growing children. And there is a solution, a simple solution, that you purchase your meat, your eggs, and your dairy products directly from a local farmer, one who practices pasture feeding, so these animals are eating the way nature intended. They're out there in the pasture eating grass, eating herbs, eating flowers. The chickens are running free, eating bugs and whatever else they eat to produce extremely nutritious eggs. And the dairy cattle being exposed to rapidly growing grass, where the greatest concentration of vitamins that are not destroyed by pasteurization but are in raw milk, if you can get it, abounds in these animals. So you want to purchase your meat, your eggs, and dairy products directly from a local farmer. One, as I said, who practices pasture feeding. One who uses non-medicated feeds, especially soy-free feed. And so in the process of protecting your family, you'll also be supporting independent, conscientious farmers and a robust local economy that makes it worthwhile for these independent, conscientious farmers to stay in business. And like anybody else, the important thing is that the profit motive is there. They're not going to stay in business if they can't turn a dollar at it any more than you're going to work for free. I probably have pounded that point over hard enough. Now, a couple of things I wanted to talk about relative to some weird diets, and one I've been asked about an awful lot is the medical medium diet. The medical medium diet is the brainchild of Anthony William, who's just a brilliant marketer. And he is a self-proclaimed medium who offers medical and health advice based on alleged communication with the spirit world. And he's published 6 books, several of which have made it to the New York Times best-selling list. He's got nearly 3 million followers on Instagram, over 3 million followers on Facebook as of about 2 years ago, the last time I checked. And his website contains at least 177 revenue-generating affiliate links to Amazon products, such as nutritional supplements. Now, you know, it's not, I don't argue with anybody out there trying to make a profit. It's what's behind it that bothers me sometimes, because for William, it's not clogged bowels that cause all illness. It's the Epstein-Barr virus, which he claims is responsible for breast cancer, liver cancer, almost all lung cancers, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, women's reproductive cancers, leukemia, and the list goes on and on. And he suggests that the Epstein-Barr virus causes over 95% of thyroid issues. And to treat Epstein-Barr, he prescribes a treatment of B12 vitamins along with very high doses of celery juice. And his diet is largely vegan, with a big emphasis on fruits and vegetables, hence the need for B12 vitamins, because you can't get B12 from fruits and vegetables. So he provides no proof of any specific virus that has been isolated from the fluids or the tissues of anyone suffering from Epstein-Barr. And according to William, the unhealthiest food there are eggs, which have become, as he says, the food for dangerous pathogens, viruses, and bacteria in our bodies. And if you're struggling with any illness or symptoms such as Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, migraines, eczema, psoriasis, lupus, vertigo, eye floaters, acne, brain fog, he says that removing eggs from your diet will give your body the support it needs to heal. And he cites the fact that eggs have proven the best medium for growing pathogens in a laboratory setting. Well, does that mean that the eggs promote growth of pathogens in the body, or merely that bacteria grow best on eggs because eggs happen to be a very nutritious food? So he says this, and I'm quoting, "The eggs you can eat feed the pathogens, viruses, and bacteria deep within your liver. These growing pathogens, viruses, and bacteria can create symptoms and conditions like heart palpitations, fatigue, weight gain, hot flashes, anxiety, acne, and more. So when you eat an egg, you could be gradually worsening your condition without realizing it. End quote. So how many children, how many spouses are denied a breakfast of very nutritious eggs that I highly recommend every morning, and they're just given celery juice instead, based on the ravings of this nutcase? I mean, a lot of our health problems come from a stagnant, sluggish liver, he says, taking a cue from the mucusless diet people. He says this: the liver is a campground for large variations of toxins, poisons, pathogens, and other antagonists and troublemakers. This is why it's important to cleanse your liver properly, like you can do with my 369 cleanse in my book, Cleanse to Heal. On top of these poisons and pathogens in the liver, you can have toxic heavy metals such as mercury, copper, aluminum, lead, nickel, cadmium, and arsenic. And over time, the pathogens and heavy metals feeding on eggs in your liver proliferate and create a stagnant, sluggish liver. Now, I have to read that again, because I had to rub my eyes that I read such silliness. On the top of these poisons and pathogens in the liver, you have toxic heavy metals such as mercury, copper, aluminum, lead, nickel, cadmium, and arsenic. Over time, the pathogens and heavy metals feeding on eggs in your liver. I didn't know metals fed. Anyway, they proliferate and create a stagnant, sluggish liver. So according to William, the eggs that you eat pass directly from your digestive tract to the liver, which is an absolute miracle of anatomy. I'm beside myself when I read such silliness as this. Somehow what you ate ended up in that form in some part of your body. No, that's not how the digestive system works. So this, you know, his solution for the sluggish liver is 16 ounces of celery juice a day. He calls it a heavy metal detox smoothie. It's a very sugary, pancreas pummeling blend of bananas, blueberries, cilantro, orange juice, barley grass juice, powder, spirulina, and dulse. And this 369 cleanse, which involves more celery juice, various vegetables, and canned applesauce. I'm not kidding. So this vegan, no-fat diet is necessary because the liver has become sick and overtaxed with excess fat. Now, I'll agree that the modern industrial seed oils are very bad for the liver and everything else in the body. And he's right to tell his followers to avoid canola oil. But saturated fats support the liver. I mean, vitamin A from animal fats is absolutely critical for a healthy liver function. But there is no true vitamin A in William's diet, just a lot of carotenes, which can tax your ability to make true vitamin A. And the eggs, the bacon, the buttered toast will do more for your liver than gallons of celery juice. When you eat a vitamin A-rich liver in one form or another several times a week, that's the recipe for gentle detoxification. But in his book, Medical Medium Liver Rescue, he asserts it's impossible to find clean, healthy liver on planet Earth, which is not true. You can find it, from what I said earlier in the program, from local producers. And he claims to have invented the celery juice fad. He says celery juice is one of the most profound ways, if not the most profound way, to restore digestive health. And isn't that powerful? Well, where are your references, William? I mean, please find me one study, just one study, that shows that drinking celery juice or any kind of vegetable juice helps the body to detoxify. Which the increasing amount of heavy metals or other measurable toxins are given off in the urine. Your body will detoxify this stuff if you eat according to Mother Nature. Now, another thing he said, for decades, a grassroots global healing movement has been building, drinking 16 ounces of straight celery juice on an empty stomach every morning. Today, millions of people around the world are participating and experience the benefits for themselves. Why? Well, because celery juice, when consumed in the right way, is a powerful, miraculous healing remedy, and people are noticing the benefits it provides, such as clearer skin, improved digestion, less bloating, sustained energy, better mental clarity, weight loss, stable moods, just to name a few. He said, People are healing from all kinds of acute and chronic illnesses, including Hashimoto's thyroiditis, eczema, psoriasis, acne, SIBO, constipation, chronic fatigue syndrome, blood tissue, blood sugar issues, migraines, acid reflux, high blood pressure, addictions, adrenal issues, gout, allergies, autoimmune conditions, and countless others from drinking plain celery juice daily. Now, that would be wonderful if it was true, but it's not. And just one little warning, celery is one of the dirty dozen vegetables absolutely loaded with pesticides. So I hope all these people drinking 16 ounces of celery juice every day are using organic celery at least. And he warns his readers against the toxins in liver, but I don't think he thinks about the fact that celery juice contains these kinds of chemicals in it. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to be joining Doug here in a few minutes. You can get more of the Good Day Health Show podcast recordings and the Good Day Health Shows at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcasts. And when Doug gets on here with me, we're going to carry on with several other subjects. I am Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I will be with Doug here in just a few minutes.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour now, good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to participate with us as he participates with you every day of every week, of every month, of every year. For a long time, Jack has taken the website that he created, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and passed along so much fabulous information. I invite you to explore the world of Jack Stockwell through ForbiddenDoctor.com. And also, he's a Nooka chiropractor, and that's where you get the insight into how your upper cervical spine, your body, works and why it's important to have adjustments there. And then we talk about things in general. ForbiddenDoctor.com is how I first started talking about some of the elements where I got information, some of the elements that are necessary in nature. Jack, because he promotes standard process products in his practice, realizes the value of food. Food is medicine. And so when you look around at some of the things, the B vitamins, for example, there's a report today, Jack, about niacin, which is an important component of the B12 vitamin, how it may be a problem. It may raise the risk of heart disease by triggering inflammation, damaging blood vessels. So what's wrong with that research? Because I know you're going to poke a hole in it.
Well, it's the same thing with research that says too much vitamin C, ascorbic acid, will harden the arteries. Too much vitamin A will cause birth defects. Too much vitamin E will cause heart problems. In all of these studies, they never contradistinguish between the vitamins that comes from food and the vitamins that are manufactured by Big Pharma. Most of the vitamins in your health food store are all synthetic. And almost every last bottle was made in one of four locations around the country. The same companies that make your heart medication, your liver, your kidney, your brain, whatever else, in the sense of pharmaceuticals, also realizes there's a tremendous amount of money to be made in the supplement industry. And these things are synthetic. And anytime you put something synthetic into the body, there's always a risk. So in this latest study, and interestingly enough, I can show you 100 studies where they're talking about niacin will prevent COVID. It'll prevent heart disease. It'll give you an overall sense of health and well-being. So what you always have to do whenever you're dealing with anything like this in the medical world or healthcare world, what is the source of the material that they were testing? And in this case, it's a synthetic. It's a synthetic vitamin B3. You know, they have identified, in some reports, they've identified that there could possibly be as many as 40 different members of the B family. We've identified up through B17, cyanocobalamin, the old anti-cancer vitamin B. But niacin is just B3. And it's very important in the sense that it helps you to process carbohydrates. It's important in the sense that it helps to prevent heart disease. It can reverse arthritis, a lot of different things. But it has to come from food. And any time you see stuff like this when it's being synthetic, you are taking a risk because you're putting an incomplete vitamin in the body. You're putting something into the body Mother Nature did not make. Anything that mankind touches, whether it came from the farm, if it comes from the forest, if it comes from the sky, the water, whatever man touches that Mother Nature made is going to end up being less than the real McCoy. And so I stand by this report completely because, again, you're taking something synthetic into the body, which is just a chemical. It did not come from food. It's a chemical made in a laboratory to mimic the effect of vitamin B3 niacin. And a lot of people want a kick from it. They want the rush.
What you have said certainly opens the your eye-opening, ear-opening, mind-opening overview of this. Actually, takes on a rather simple diagnosis. If it's natural, if it's food, then it's medicine. If it's synthetic and manufactured in the laboratory, like lots of the other chemicals that cause lots of problems to all of us, then it isn't worth the powder it would take, as they say, to blow it to hell.
That's it. When the epidemic of pellagra came out in the 30s and 40s, it was known by the D's, dementia, dermatitis, diarrhea, and death. And it just ravaged the country in the 30s and 40s. And the chemical brand of vitamin B3 would not turn those diseases around.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.